Current podcast.
Current podcast.
Current podcast. Find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now you get to see what it takes to create something for y'all to listen to and watch. I hope y'all appreciate it. Let's get it.
Oh, I just got them too. That means mine's are better because yours is already worn.
They're what do you call it? They're undiesed. Yours are undiesed.
I don't know why people go so wild over those.
What, Dunks?
Yeah. Well, no, well, the Pandas.
The See, I got the.
I don't understand
to get away from
it's the low
the pandemanium is. Panda bullshit. Yeah. Because number
one, it's funny because a lot of people claim that they're the most uncomfortable shoe to wear.
Number one, they're not the Pandas. The staple Dunk with the pigeon, the black and white, that was the Panda.
Right, they just, people just don't
Nike, just once they own something, they own it. I don't give a fuck if 10 years ago that was that. Well, this is this now because we still own it. But the original Panda is the Jeff Staple.
Rags.
So this name was just associated.
This was just a colorway.
Yeah.
And
people
just
started calling it.
That's why they dropped it 17 times.
They're going to keep dropping it. They drop it every quarter, basically.
Dude, to me,
I think it's like once a month.
That was the most saturated shoe.
Yeah.
And when you see freaking little.
But it's crazy how like people want to cop it every
single
time.
It's so high. Yeah. I don't know why.
Maury gave up on it, and that's why he got those high tops.
Yeah, I got the high tops.
Because he couldn't get the low tops.
Annoying, bro.
It's just, I don't know. Sometimes you hit. I hit for my sister. I got my sister a pair. I've gotten myself a pair. I just feel like it's a consistency. I feel like the app is all about.
It's an algorithm.
How much you're on
it's
the app.
It's just like Instagram.
It's like, exactly, right. You got to be
you're
really
watching.
You're
not just going to have some money and go hit.
Right.
That wouldn't work because the people that's there every day.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also people that bought the shit out of the shit. That then there's that game. Like, I have people that I know they do that, bro. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Nah.
Then there's other people that got like, let's say you have an old ass iPhone and you just keep creating emails and then they
Mad
got like
apps.
A,
yeah,
they create a bot in that. That's a bot too if you have like at least
manual
five.
Bots. Fucking,
yeah, exactly.
My cousin does that.
That's fucking.
He hits.
Hey, man.
Every single
you gotta
time.
You got to try somewhere.
Shop drop anything.
Damn,
he
crazy.
Hits. And he drives for
but
a living.
You like Forces though, don't you?
Yeah, I love Forces.
Yeah, I think you're more of a Forces guy than a Dunk.
Yeah,
or,
I'm not into the hype beast and all
that's the East Coast
I'm into
in you
colors.
Though.
You feel me? Like back in the day.
Air Force has more colors
where
like
you
that.
Could
yeah.
just see somebody with some sneaks like
that's why
oh,
I like the
shit,
Jordan Lows.
Like,
the Jordan Lows, it's
yeah,
all about different color waves.
They give you so much. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's not like I got probably like five pair of Forces. Not saying they're like the hottest ones, but I know I can go anywhere. Nobody's going to have them on.
Right.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. You can't do that with J's. Mm-hmm. You can't do especially if they came out in the last 2 years. Like
facts.
Like someone's going to have them on.
Nah, that's why I learned certain things from some of my old, like my OG clients that they've been rocking. They've been sneakerhead since like the 90s. And they're like, oh, you buy a pair and you don't rock it right
until,
away.
Exactly.
Until like maybe the next year or some shit like that.
So
and you, and
like,
you making
oh,
sure
snap.
Your rotation is tight to where you don't need to rock that shit ASAP. But I get the itch in me that I'm going to
rock
it the next
exactly.
day. Like just because like when I was a kid, I didn't get shit. So I was like, bro, these is must cop.
Well,
must
I used to be
rock.
Like that, but I don't go out nowhere now. So I barely, rarely ever get to do anything. Even on Instagram, you see me post some. Yeah, I took that off in 10 minutes.
It was just for the photo op.
Literally for pictures. I don't go nowhere. So I could do that now. I got shoes I never worn yet just because I don't have a chance. Like,
nah,
so
I
get now I get hyped like that old guy. I'm like, let something come. I'm going to just sit it there. Y'all ain't even going to know I have it.
Right.
Two years.
And then in the future, if you want to sell that shit, that's the dope shit about it, bro. You could cash out.
Nah.
Yeah. And my coworker.
I mean, if there's some Forces, you probably can't.
Nah.
But if it's some like J's, for sure, bro. Or some Kobe's. Some Kobe's could hit.
I don't wear Kobe's.
You know what I'm saying?
No offense to Kobe.
No, right.
My coworker put me to an app called Shoe Links. Where, like, that one lets you know, even if they redrop the shoe, it notifies you.
Oh, sure.
So, like, it'll notify you, like, all right, it'll give you the list of all the shoes that are going to drop from every brand, not just Nike. Like, every type of brand for New Balance or Adidas, whatever it may be. And then they also tell you when they do the redrop that they don't even announce it. They just redrop them in there on the app. And it lets you know right away, like, hey, this colorway just dropped. Like, hey, this one. So it's like real quick.
But, all right. With all these influencers and these little, like, people like that be merging with the sneaker game now, you mm-hmm. feel me, and getting their own sneaks, just like the fitted game.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, the fitted game
that shit crazy
did right it man. The right way. The sneaker game, milking it.
Yeah.
How are we not getting crazy colorways? You'll take the freaking UNC blue toe, switch one panel on seen, the shoe, mm-hmm. and that's
and call a it new, a new shoe. Like,
have you seen what Nike's doing right now, though, with the Dunk by You, I think it's called?
Yeah, the Dunk
you can,
by You.
You can customize yeah,
you,
it.
But you can't get, like, yeah, they you limit can't in detail, your colors. For sure. They know what yeah. you can make out of the heat.
That's the reason I like to see like what the surgeon comes up with. The surgeon comes up with some stuff that is so unique that I'm like, man, I wish I could get those.
Right.
You know, like,
I'm just saying there's so many people like that yeah. out on, that are influencers and customizers, whatever. Even yeah. if I don't even care, I say it. Jack them. Who cares, yeah. Nike? You're still you.
I mean, so
if
Warren
you jack
Lotus,
somebody's custom, they customize your shoe. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Give us some fresh colorways. Imagine a freaking, like, copper and, like, you know, like a copper and, like, some earth tone-y ones or something.
Right.
Or some fives with, like, some something like that, some feel to it.
Facts.
No, they going to keep giving you these same bubblegum craps, like, over and over. It's, like, the mm-hmm. same
it's
thing
repetitive.
Just switched.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I'm going to take the Nike color.
Like, this is the university, then, but this is a different version of the university.
The check is black instead of blue.
Yeah.
This is the heat. It's the heat, though.
Let's flip it on its head, though, real quick.
Or the material change. They do, like, yeah, this one's suede, but this one was leather.
let me get a refresher on Chunky P, because, I mean, we had you, how long ago?
2 years ago.
Almost
two years ago,
right? And we didn't have video back then, did we?
Nah.
It was like...
So we had video, like, but it was not to what we're doing right now.
Right
now,
right.
It's just like, we got
you know,
it
down. So, like, I feel like, you know, to see you grow in those 2 years and then to see us where we came from, you know, yeah. we were at a studio, we were at a crib, and we moved
y'all
to
was
studio,
at a church.
You know? And then now we at the shop with it. Like, what's happened with Chunky P? What's happened with Pierre? What's happened to Learn to Fly, bro? Where are you at with it? What's,
man, since then... I remember when I was on the show then, it was like a year I've been sober. So now it's been 3 years.
Sober from what? Everything? Or
well, like, I still smoke weed.
Okay, well,
weed is
sober
from
alcohol? Or?
From sober from drugs.
Oh, shit. Anything. You was
hard drugs.
Just like me then.
Not that playing
my
around
boy,
shit
my
that
boy.
Y'all doing.
Congrats, bro. Congrats.
I'm just on weed too now. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like a little Henny here and there and shit.
Yeah, it just
like,
reminded me of the... Dave Chappelle movie where he comes out half baked when he's like, I don't do drugs, just weed.
Yeah, facts though. You feel
facts.
Me? So I remember saying that, and then we got into it about that. But just, you know, it's still an everyday thing. It's not like an everyday, like, oh shoot, I might slide out.
Right, right, right.
But it's still a lifestyle change. So with that came, like, you know, like it just opened the doors, like. More and more and more and more and more. Like, more you be in your own bag.
Bro, your creativity juices flew, like, they fucking blossomed and grew in a crazy
ass.
Because
you're not all gloomed up and all.
That's dope.
You feel me?
That's
you're chasing something else. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Even some of our homies, I'm not going to say nothing, but they still productive or whatever.
And they still fuck around a little bit. They
you
didn't dabble
but
with that.
They even see the difference now.
Right.
Like, I could tell them something. I could do something, whatever. You're not going to be, like, on top of it, you feel me? Like, and with art, you know, or, like, starting a business or something, you still got your regular grind. You still got your regular responsibilities.
Right.
So when you getting fried all the time or whatever, even if you're on top of it means you're not behind. But you're not growing, and you're not creating, you're not, you feel me? You're getting just enough done.
Right.
So nobody say nothing.
Right.
That's when you're on top of it. That's what we was doing. We was existing enough so nobody posed no question. Right? So
it's like going for the C.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to get the A.
So yeah. I'm looking, and they seeing the difference. Like, well, while you doing that, or while you recovering from whatever you did or whatever. Right, I'm right. still on the move. I got reels. I got content. I got whatever for 3 days out because I'm not chilling or like, from last night.
Right, right. Recovering from just the
you're
high.
You're still just trying to pick yourself up to get to work. And then after work, you're like, oh, I did it. I made it through that joint.
Right,
and then,
right,
and then
right.
you probably go get fried again just because the, you know what I mean?
Because you deserve it.
I deserve it. I did it. I ain't
time off.
You feel me? So just all that monkey off your back is just so
it's amazing,
freeing.
Isn't it? It's like, fucking crazy, bro.
You're like, oh. But I also be harsh now, though.
With others, right?
Yeah. I be on people's heads. Like,
yeah.
I'm bro, sorry.
You can't, stand bullshit now.
My
basically.
Girl wanted to stop smoking weed, and she did, so kudos to her. But in the process, when she like, oh, I'm about to just smoke a little bit. You can't smoke a little bit. It's either none or like, you feel me? I'm treating it like it's cocaine or something.
Right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah. But that's how it was because I'm just getting that PTSD. Like, no. And I quit cold turkey. Like, I went out jogging every morning by myself. I wasn't posting it or nothing.
Right,
I was
just
like, doing it.
Like, yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
Fact.
I didn't have no money to be like, oh, I'm sitting
rehab.
Up in some rehab. And then who gonna pay the bills? And
right.
Then who gonna, like,
that's the same thing
me?
I was telling myself.
So I just did it dolo, cold turkey off the strength. Like, and so now I look at people and I just no excuses. Like I don't have no sympathy. I don't got no time. Nothing. Like
feel
I don't
it.
Even smoke weed when I get up with somebody because I rarely get up with somebody. So you
right.
wanted to get up with me to smoke?
Right.
Or like that's
it's
what
like
this
nah,
is
I
want to
be more productive
now, we
about
do whatever we said we was gonna do. I'll smoke when I get home.
Right.
Or whatever.
By the way, our last podcast was basically 420 on 2021.
Oh, snap.
It was April 21st, but you know what I mean, like
that's
dope.
Right
shit.
Isn't that around when no, Aubrey was born the year before, huh?
So did you adopt the David Goggins yeah. mentality?
Who's David Goggins?
Who's gonna carry the boats?
Yeah.
David Goggins is that guy that be jogging around and he'd be like, he's like old Marine and he jogs around talking about, man, stop being a bitch. Some older
nah,
black guy.
You gotta
if you're on
into
Instagram,
him.
You probably.
You like the mentality you're talking about right now? Very similar.
No, for real.
Where he's like, because he talks about like people talk that they be doing shit, but they're not actually doing it. And he's like, when I say I'm gonna do something, that's what's gonna get done. You know, he's like, so he gives an example of how, like, he was running a trail and then he was talking to a guy. And the guy says, oh, yeah, I run that trail all the time. He's like, the next day I ran it again. I didn't see the guy. I ran it again the following day. I didn't see the guy. And then I ran into the guy and he's like, well, I didn't see you out there. You said you run it every day. You know, so it's like it's no bullshit, basically.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like if you about it or you not about it.
It gets.
Right.
Yeah.
It did get a little. I mean, miss me with that. I don't really.
And even Enzo has talked about that too. How like the mellow and the chill. Like as soon as he came off of it, he couldn't stand bullshit either.
Right.
Yeah.
I just couldn't like really understand how people could be so complacent and be like waiting for certain things.
Or the
like,
fantasy talk.
Oh shit, bro! I just posted something about that where it was like a joke where the guy's like, "Man, we're gonna get this LLC and then we're gonna get the IEN and we're gonna go to the bank and do all this shit." And people talk about the steps about making a business and making it happen.
Then talk about waxing one car or cutting one head or making one shirt.
It's all about like
the money part,
right?
So you I was own a business. Tell them how long it's
and
take.
That's why I posted it because it was like to me I was dying how people really like think it's that simple because it is that easy. You could just go on Google, figure out where you could get your shit settled and set and with the state you ready, pay a little fee and then you mm-hmm. off to the races. Yeah. You got a business,
$800 fee,
quote unquote,
on your neck.
Now you got IRS like, hey,
speaking about
my 800.
I gotta go re-register my stuff in Delaware, bro.
Exactly.
Fuck California.
Exactly.
Yo,
or Colorado.
Bro, anywhere but California, bro. I'm telling you.
We get
right
the
now.
Highest tax over here.
Some
so that's what's
bullshit,
crazy. Like,
bro.
I tell people now online when they ask me, I tell them, don't get an LLC till you make $2,000 in whatever you think you call the business. Because you don't
that
even
is
know.
Facts.
You don't even
yeah.
know if you want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you want to do this.
Right.
Your mom
yep.
said it was a good idea. You got goosebumps on your screen. Oh, that's going to be fire.
And see how dedicated you are first.
Hey, yo, you know what's crazy about when you want to do some shit? I feel like life throws the craziest curveballs.
Oh,
because it's almost like, all right, we'll see how. Yeah, let's
yeah.
see if you really want this shit. And like the curveballs just start going.
You know, it's funny you just said that about the about don't get an LLC until you have like you're making profit, you're making some revenue. It's like when they say don't get a prenup unless you're actually making that much money and shit.
What
like
are you talking about prenups?
I always say it.
I always get a prenup on you.
Exactly. I say that all the time. If you ain't got no money, what are you splitting?
It's gonna cost you more for the lawyer to draw that thing up.
That's what I'm saying.
I said, what man, I've been saying that.
I've been saying it was funny that parallel hit me right now.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what I get when I blew up on Instagram.
That was I was about to go into that, bro. So on that episode, how many followers did you have?
900.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dead ass. That's crazy.
And this is organic.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for shit.
Nah.
You didn't have a hacker be like, all right, bro, what's your Instagram? What's your thing? What's your email?
You can do that for a model. If you want to be a model, you could buy followers.
Nah, for sure.
You're not selling nothing. You got booty. That's what they're here for.
But
if you're selling something, you just bought your own product.
In those three, in those two, almost 3 years, what was the secret? What do you think was the thing that made you boom?
The difference was,
because what are you at now?
I'm at 33.2.
And counting. Let's get it.
Yeah, I got like 3,000 in the last week and a half.
I noticed. Ever since you went to that show.
Yeah.
That was different, bro. I did not expect you to take that. That was fucking dope.
That's what I'm trust the stuff I'm talking about. All right,
let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. How did that develop?
What was the
though?
Secret? Yeah.
How did that develop?
What happened was,
I just got to give him his flowers, man.
I used to make music and be hype about that.
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't doing it right, of course. Drugs, alcohol, wasting time. You feel me?
Right.
And I wasn't serious.
So the studio also wasn't a good influence for you because of that environment.
I don't blame it on the studio. Because I was at studios for years before that, and I wasn't doing it. It was me.
Right.
Everybody else always blames it. No, I know people in the studio right now, and somebody's chopping down whatever, and somebody's not. And they're just
and somebody
doing
just
that.
Cooking, right.
You feel me? So, nah, it was me. I was wilding.
Facts.
That's similar to the barber, right? The barber that... So the one that's here actually cutting hair and the one that, you know, rather
smoke out back. Exactly.
I mean, they don't even be smoking, I feel like, because I feel like people just be just kicking it, like, slow motion type shit. Like, it don't even be like that nowadays.
I just had to figure out, like, how am I going to get people to want to see the
invest
page?
In your product.
Not even that, like, because most people are scared and don't know if somebody likes this. I hope people like this. I want to know. Like, I started, I guess you can say, in 2012. Now, I didn't do nothing the right way until about 2021. But I still had a logo and I still had it out and I still got the feels off. You feel me? So I was real confident in the logo itself. And the message, you feel me? Like, I got it.
Your mission on everything.
I remember the first time I saw it, bro.
Yeah,
I was like,
strangers across the board felt just like that every single time. So I wasn't worried about that. So I had the biggest doubt out the way.
By the way, I got to just clarify this in my head because I'm confused right now. Did you draw this or did Trey draw this?
Trey drew it.
Yeah, right?
He drew it from a picture. I stole a picture off Google of a man literally... exactly in this position, everything was a real
man. But he made it a cartoon.
And then I knew for sure that I wasn't going to be able to do that, so I went to Trey to get it. You know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah.
Shout out to Trey.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I remember when you saw it to
my
me.
My boy, Alan.
That was a story, too. So.
And of course,
family first right there,
so
huh?
Great guy. He's just like, no, that's for you. I just did it for you. Like a service. It's not
fucking family
not
right there,
mine.
Bro.
Right. I was like, right. But, yeah, so what was I? Yeah, basically... it was like a point of how can I get more faces to see it? It's not if I don't need to know if it's going to sell. No, I just need more faces
exposure.
To see it. And then it'll be better. And then I can figure out
the rest.
That's
a good mentality.
But I also still didn't know marketing. I didn't even know how to make it myself yet.
Question. What was the first explosion that you... do you remember that feeling where it was like, damn, it went from 900 to like a big jump where you were like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, when I first started making it myself, that's what I was getting into. I started getting trashed by all these screen printers and whoever getting screwed over. So I bought a little machine and it didn't work.
It's crazy.
Sent it back and I was mad. So I bought a cheaper one because I was like, I bought that one for $300, didn't work. So I'm buying this one for $100, whatever, boom.
Right.
This one actually worked way better than all of them. But it wasn't the... ideal one. It didn't look like everybody else's in it. So I was still mad self-conscious. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I got this corny ass thing. Nobody's going to look at this. I'm like backtracking. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
That doubt was just creeping.
Yeah, that insecurity.
Effing me up, right? So then I started doing heavy research, like just being on Instagram with intent instead of just being on Instagram.
Facts.
Damn.
And I'm just looking like, dang, I know this person. Like, it was one of Alan's, Alicia's friends. And she's getting it. Like, she makes six figures off of Instagram. She quit her job. She took her kid out of school.
Oh, I remember. The big chick. Oh.
Yeah, Jessica Rose.
Yo, she's killing it on TikTok, everything.
So that gave me the confidence to buy her ebook. Because you know online, you see crap. She buy my thing and do it like me. Da-da-da-da-da. If you want to go and make $10,000 a month and build on vacation, buy my all that shit, you ain't going to feed into
but
it.
But you knew this person.
I knew her.
That sounded like the J. Cole skit where he was
buy it. Bought it, and I read it, and I'm just like, like mind blowing the whole time. I'm like, and I'm like, this is me, though. I'm like, shooting myself in the foot. Like, this is me. Right. She is me.
So you bought the book, and all the information on the book was stuff that you were already like, I could do all this.
Yes, you're talking straight to me. Like, it's this book is for people that need to learn how to be this person. I was that person already. And I'm like, what? That's it? I'm like, it's not going to work like that. And then I'm like, I'm in my kitchen, though. I'm like, I don't got no studio, no office, no, you know what I mean?
Just do it where you at.
Started busting it out the kitchen. The first video was like 300 views. I'm like, whatever. I didn't.
That's 300.
I mean, music. I told you I do everything off music, and you know music is rough. So.
Yep.
300 views in like 10 minutes, and music is like, well, let's go. So I'm still like kind of happy, but then 7 days later, it's still that. And I'm like, so I still didn't know about working it. So I just started getting off clothes and on Instagram. Like, I don't care what the business is or what, like, how are people doing the Instagram thing? You feel me?
Right.
I started just digging, learning about the reels, learning about the timing, the trending audio, all this little crap and the algorithm. I didn't even know what an algorithm was.
Right.
You feel me? Started implementing it little by little. And then one hit, like, I think 10K, and I was like, oh, shoot. And I'm like in the crib dancing, like, baby, we hit 10K, we're viral. She's like, that's not viral. And I'm like, viral. And then I Googled viral. This is how I learned for real.
What viral means?
Viral is 100%. Like, if you have almost 100% of your following, of whatever number it is, if you have 100%, that's viral. That's what people don't
understand. So, like, if you have 1,000 followers and you got 1,000 followers that saw
that, or 1,000 fucking likes, viral. If you got 1,000 likes with 1,000 followers, that's viral. Every single person liked it.
Yeah.
That's micro viral. People don't understand.
Right.
You can't get a million from 1,000.
Right.
That's, like, how?
Yeah.
That 1,000 would have to send it to 1,000 more, and then, you see what I'm saying?
It had to be a chain.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
Just from that.
Yeah,
you feel me? You have to gain that momentum. Now, if you hit one from 1,000 followers and you got 10,000 views, that will gain you that momentum. Now, if you hit again, now you probably already gained followers. You feel me? Now you got engagement.
Shit sounds like Vegas, bro.
So then it's going to build. Now you can get spit out to other people. And
that's why I feel like
going to feed you.
Like, just to pause you real quick. That's why I feel like some people figure that shit out, right? But then they want to do stupid shit to keep getting that growing,
that's another thing.
Because there's,
I got lucky.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
You know my boy, oh, I'm sorry. You know my boy Chef, who pops his eyes out, right?
Uh-huh.
So when, fast forward, when I hit the million on one of mine, it was a lazy reel. I was mad, like, fuck this. I don't feel like doing this shit. This shit don't be working out.
Right.
Whatever. I hit 40K the most, whatever. I'm still not hitting no sales, nothing. You feel me? And I was like, I was using templates. You know, if you see a reel and it says use template.
Use template, right.
Just using other people's stuff. I was lazy.
I be creating my shit now, too. So that shit hard. I was hard. Just like,
threw up some random pictures, random videos in the drone with this trending audio that was like, I think it was like, I don't get no sales, no money, no bitches, no something. You feel me? Like, just work. Like, and that shit went to a million.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like,
views.
And then Chef hit me up, and he goes viral all the time. He's like, bro, you got something. And I was like, what you mean? That's one joint, and I got no sales. And he was like, bro, look, type in viral anywhere. Anybody that ever went viral, I guarantee it wasn't for their product. I guarantee it. He's like, I've been viral over 30 times. He says, for me popping my eyes out. It's never been for one of my rap songs. It's never been for nothing I sell, none of my hoodies, nothing. It's been for somebody else's business or something, but it was because I popped my eyes out.
Right.
He said, you got it from making a shirt and your logo was on there. So the million people seeing you making a shirt with your logo selling your shit. He said, that don't happen.
Damn, it was fire.
And I was like, hearing it from him, I was like, oh shit, maybe I'm onto something. Right. So, but then I still didn't know how to monetize this. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody's going, when you see a viral video, you never clicked on it and said, oh my God, this is great. Go to their page, buy whatever they have right now because it's viral. And you don't do that. You just might have looked at it 4 or 5 times, sent it to everybody you know, but you're not grabbing just because you've seen it. You still got to get to know these people.
Right.
You got to be in their face a couple times. Like, you don't buy something you see the first time. I don't care what it is. What
yeah,
it
I got,
is.
Yeah, I got sent the new Messi merch and I wasn't sold.
Mm-hmm. You feel me?
That's why they got the ads. They got to repeat.
I wasn't sold.
So I just, that gave me the confidence, you feel me, that 1.5 kind of like, it's at 1.5 now, but when it was at a million, it like blew me up. Like, I'm gonna make content, I gotta make content, I gotta make content. And after that, it was all like hitting good numbers, but I didn't know how to monetize it. I got maybe $1,000 off of getting a million views. Oh, and that was because people was asking me questions and I wouldn't give them the answer unless you bought a shirt. And that was dumb because with digital products, I can give you this answer and do no work and get money. And not even have to physically be there to get the message to give you the answer.
Yeah, I see what you're doing
now. But I didn't know none of that shit.
Yeah, so yeah, you hadn't made your ebook yet.
Messaging me like, hey, what machine is that? Or what shirt are you using? How did you get that transfer? Buy something off of my site and then I'll tell you.
Yeah. Hey, that's not a bad way to do it.
But I didn't know. But I was telling him, I was like, go to some other guy and he's going to charge you $75 for this or $80 or $100 for his ebook or his vendor's list or whatever. That's what they're going for. I told you it's $30, $33. Go buy a shirt. And you get a shirt. You're asking about, I was pitching it like, you want to know how to make shirts like me, right? You want to know where I get the transfers from, where I get the shirts from, what machine is this? I was like, but if I tell you all that, all you do is get the same information you would have had if you Googled it. You still don't know nothing. You don't got nothing. I said, you buy this shirt, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to walk you through it. And you get the shirt, wear the shirt, touch the shirt, feel the transfer, wash it, dry it, see how it lasts. Do your real homework.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then see if this is even something you want to jump into.
Through, you went through trial and error mad times, right?
Yes, like, yeah. I got a billion, and everything is not the same. Every material is not the same. Every temperature for the stuff you're doing is not the same. The pressure is not the same. It's not that hard, but you got to have some
idea.
Yeah, you can't just go in blind.
Keep it in a ballpark type vibe, like. Shit, bro, there's a lot more technicalities than it is to go viral than it is just like doing some stupid shit then.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because even the people that do stupid shit put some thought in behind it.
The thing is,
majority of the time, stuff I would say. Is,
it's kind of like meeting a girl and acting like this when you really not like that, but you know she like that.
Exactly.
And you get her, but now you got to keep this up.
Right.
Mm.
That's not. It was fun that day because you got
that's
her.
A good
like,
analogy. That's a good analogy.
But now it's like, oh, fuck, I did.
How
her.
You
I
win them, you got to keep them.
Told her I worked at the zoo. Now I gotta wear these tan cargos every fucking time I see her.
So question. When we spoke, when we had you on the podcast, were you a father yet or not yet?
I think
he was. Yeah, he was.
I was. He was already there.
Yeah.
And how is it being a father and...
No,
and,
I wasn't. 21? You said April 21.
Yeah.
Now he was born in July.
Yeah,
he was.
Oh, shit. He was about to pop then.
Yeah. So okay. I was like, on it. But I wasn't.
Okay,
on
so
it.
How does it feel now, bro, to be a father and to be having a business that you don't work. You don't work no more, right? This is you.
No, I work.
Oh shit! So you
I
still
work overnight?
Oh, dope! So you grinding that shit then? How does it feel to be grinding 9 to 5, and then I mean not even 12 to 8, 12 to 8, and then having the viralness that you got going, the exposure you got on Instagram, and then still have the juggle being a father.
Well, that's why I just made a post the other day, or yesterday or today. I said, everybody always say, oh, I want to grow my page. I want to do it. I mean, go like that for my business or for whatever. I'm like, no, you don't, because you got time to talk to me and tell me. I don't got time. No time. I work overnight, but I got a two-year-old. So you don't know I'm not coming home and going to sleep.
Right.
That's out. Like, so I'm up when I get home, too. You feel me? So I'm with him, do whatever. So, like, he take a nap, and then I shoot some content. I can't take a nap with him because then I'll get nothing done. And I won't want to wake up because I'm going off of, you feel me? Like, you know, once you crash, it's a wrap.
Right.
But if I keep going, I'll be straight. So just stay busy, you feel me? So when he sleep, I'll shoot some content or jump on my phone. Like, she would be getting mad, but, like, with this, you got to stay ahead. It's like trending shit. It's like, what's cool,
fuck, bro?
What's...
So you dealing with the same shit I deal with. When I get off work, I'm trying to create a reel. And that reel sometimes takes me an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes. And I'm on the toilet so I can get some privacy from the kids, right? But it's thought, I'm sorry, baby, but it's thought that I'm DMing somebody else or some shit. I'm usually talking to this guy right here because he's a shooter, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I'm just trying to make a reel. So you deal with that same shit where it's like, or is that the...
Mine's
the,
is worse.
Okay,
mine's
so what is...
You own a barbershop. Man.
You selling merch though. You got a business too.
I'm starting to sell.
Okay, okay.
That's the thing. Like, my in-person stuff never changed. Like, it's still cool. Like, I used to treat it like weed. You feel me? Like,
just, I'm showing up. Here you go.
Hey, another good analogy.
No, just, you know, when you just like barbering, that's how you, when you first start getting paid, you go back to whatever you know when you first got money. So it's like, all right, I paid this much for it. I need this much back. Let's try to get it. And then when you got to the last a little bit, I mean, the shake, start making some deals.
Facts.
Like, well, I got some 2Xs and shit in there. I let go for $10, $20 or something. You feel me? Like, it's the same thing. You just got to
some
shake
and get some deals.
You feel me? But no, she don't. Like,
she don't get it yet.
It's still the beginning. And like I said, I'm just getting in knee deep. She never seen me this focused. She never seen me.
It's another version of you.
Yeah.
And like, that's scary.
I grew too fast.
Yeah, bro.
She don't believe it.
She don't, yeah.
She's still kind of like,
come on, Chunky.
Yeah, right. Like, put it like this. Like, the manifestation shit is real, bro.
Fuck yeah.
I sat there.
Negative and positive.
I read Jessica's book, and it was like, she got some free stuff from one brand when she was just starting out, and she was like feeling froggy. She thought, like, I don't want to take no more free stuff. I'm going to tell them it's $200 plus the free stuff. And she thought at the time she was being big and bad, you feel me? And she got it. So she was dancing around. I got the stuff and I got the money. Some white girl commented, oh, you do deal with them, blah, blah, blah. They started DMing. That girl got like $1,000 for the same deal. Fuck the free stuff. So she's like, oh, shit. This,
you got to be a better negotiator.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's the type of stuff she was writing in her book. So I'm like, I'm in my head like, yo, baby, I'm going to freaking have that table full of equipment that they want me to use, and I'm going to get money for it. She said, you're going to buy all the stuff and waste all the money like you always
right,
do.
Right, they never have the vision.
I said, no. She said, no, you're probably going to tell me they gave it to you for free.
Right.
And you really bought it. I said, what? That wouldn't be a win.
Right.
I said, I'm going to get it. I'm telling you. So fast forward. The time came. And I was like her. I was like, I ain't taking nothing for free, dog. Boom, 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 boom. But I backtracked just so I could show her. Because the company was like, well, we don't have the money right now, but we'll send you anything.
So in a sense, like, has she been like that, not that impulse, but that chip on your shoulder that I got to prove wrong? Because she's the closest one to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Because I feel like that's
not what, in a bad way.
No, it's like, not a bad way, because that's what my mom was to me when I started my barber career. That was my person in my closest vicinity that was like, she would call it a lazy gig. That's not for people that have.
Because you got to bust your fucking knuckles, you know what I'm saying? And get like, dirty to right, get money.
That's what she wanted me to do, or go to school, hit the books. And I'm like, nah, man, watch. This shit going to hit. And it hit. And then now that, like, you know, my wife, she's obviously on my side. But, like, I remember telling her in those conversations where I'll be like, man, you can't give me no drama. And I'm gonna start a business. If you're drama, anything, I'm gonna leave you. And I haven't left it because she's still full of drama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love her, but it's drama when you're with a woman. It's not like, man, it's fucking capiche and it's peaceful and shit. Like,
it's like the kite though, because we are dreamers and we are. You feel me? We are.
That's why your slogan goes perfectly. Learn to fly, right?
You're just trying to learn to fly.
Somebody have that string. So it's. They tough sometimes and shit, and
it's
but needed.
It's like that you accountability.
You do need it sometimes. Yeah. You might not.
You don't want to have yes men around you. Yeah. So, like, that opinion also helps you.
That's fire. I love that. Yeah, because
you got to have
sometimes
someone, yeah.
that, yeah, like, and I feel like my wife
was like, yeah, you got it. And then
she'd be the one like, right.
Hold up.
You ain't got shit.
Shut up.
You got this bill due. You got that bill due.
That's what she was saying. All them people online think you're doing it. Well, tell them to come right here and you sold 5 fucking shirts. And I'm like, baby, listen, I made more money off of fucking ebooks last week. Chill. Don't really get into the analytics right now.
And what's the goal, bro, at the end of the... And, like, are you trying to get to where, like, that's you're selling thing. Ebooks? Or are you trying to, like, pivot? Or are you trying to keep the merch going?
My end goal... And this is going to shake up the room a little bit. That's why I was glad we were here tonight. Because I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to get your opinion, but it's just to get your opinion, because this is what it is.
You're still going to do this shit, yeah. Right. It's your fucking...
But I just want to show y'all and tell y'all why. But so the end goal is I want to have retail space, like be in retail space at first, like other people's retail space, but... The whole look of my brand, just to get it out there, is like, you know, with fashion, it's levels to everything. And that levels doesn't mean better. It means just that. Levels. This is not cars. It's not heavy machinery. It's clothes. It's just levels. Just because somebody puts a price tag on something, that doesn't determine the level. You feel what I'm saying? So what I mean by this level is my brand... is a Zoomies, is a...
I love it.
Fashion Nova, is a...
So like Paxson.
Paxson. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be a Supreme. It's not Gallery Department. It's not going to be Rude.
You know your demographic, basically.
Yeah. And it took a long time to get here to even myself to know where I was going to be. You feel me? Because everybody's like, shoot for the stars. Do this or do that. But that's what I always had in my head. Like, that was always my dream.
Right.
Because I just love graphic tees. I just want to wear... If I could wear a different bomb-ass graphic tee every single day, I would.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying?
The same way.
And if it's fall, I'm going to throw a flannel over that matches or a jacket.
Boom, let's get it.
And I'm hitting every time. Like, so that was always my dream. And I know for a fact, these type of graphic tees, these everyday drones, that even we elevated... That's what streetwear did. It elevated that regular graphic tee into a hot fit. You feel what I'm saying? But don't take it away. It still is a regular tee. Let's get it right. Yeah, it got Kobe on it. Yeah, it got Jordan on it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it says Gallery Department
but
now.
But it's a regular tee.
It's just a fucking tee.
But when they take it there, now
$325?
I paid $160 for my tux for Allen's wedding. You think I'm about to pay double that for a t-shirt?
Yo, do you guys know?
And if you do, how many times are you wearing it?
That's what's crazy about it.
So you're going to wear this shirt, that shirt, 50 more times than that Rude tee, than that thick-ass Gallery tee.
You know what's crazy about that, bro? Because I've been trying to, like, you know, get into that space. Because I know, we met him at the shop, you know what I'm saying? Rude and everything. And then, like, then I have clients that have collaborations with Gallery Department. I'm like, man, let me just support. And then I go on the website and I look at these prices and I'm like... And then I think about you. Because I, like... That's why I haven't really gone into that thing and buy it because I'm like, bro, I need to buy my own shit. And with the $300 I'm going to spend on this shirt, that's just a fucking shirt.
One.
Because a Gallery Department shirt is $325, bro.
And use the same applications as any other.
That's more expensive than ones, bro.
It's some resale value shit right there. And it's like, you so right though, bro. I love that you're making that point that it's, at the end of the day, it's a fucking regular t-shirt.
But over those brands are ruining the startups.
Yes.
Because these kids, these whoever's, think I can start this brand, I get a 280 GSMT or an 8-ounce T, heavy, you know what I mean? Throw something on it and charge somebody $70. Walk around telling everybody it's $80 for this T or something. And I'm like, you got to understand, little brother. Your first year in business, your clothes, all those buys are these fake cold support buys.
Right.
Your family's glad you're doing something, huh? You know what I mean? Your teacher you knew was so-and-so, huh? Your barber. Am I lying? Your barber was over all you talked to him while you was... Okay, huh?
And that,
nothing off of that.
Like I said, that you're doing something, huh?
After that first experience,
I can sell fucking pupusas out front after we're done. But you didn't know I did that. So today's the first day you found out, you're going to buy one just because. Oh, he do
a
that
black
too.
Man
that's
make
cool.
Pupusas.
Next week, you're going to be like, I don't want
I'm
that
I'm buying
shit.
Them
because
a black man made pupusas.
You'll sell out for sure.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So,
hold up. You can really make pupusas?
Oh, fuck. It's an analogy. It's an analogy.
It's the next thing. It's going to be called Learn to Cook.
No, I can't cook, though.
I'm gullible, man. I'm gullible.
I'm fucking with you.
I'm saying, I whip it up.
So would you put your shirt on Target? That's since they do thing. Graphic tees, I'm just wondering.
That's another thing. There's Target has this little black section they doing rotation. I ain't crack into there yet because I don't pay for none of the little information sites. You can get any business information online, like anyone's email if they work in corporate. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That's how I get my brand deals. But I use all the free trials.
Vanessa system.
I get a freaking email for whatever company that sells transfers or shirts or whatever. Say, hey, I talked to you on Instagram. Remember me? Boom, 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 boom.
Is that
send
cap?
My page. Send my analytics. Yeah, no, I'll
DM
them. I'll DM them. So if they check, I did.
Okay, bet.
Boom. Hit back to the email. Hit them up. Send them the analytics. That'll probably get the panties wet, and then they hit me back. Because it's not about the followers. It's about the engagement. Like, how many people commented? How many people asked? Like, even if you got 3 comments, if the comment was, what's that? Where can I buy it? Or, how did you get that? What's the website? Or something like that. That's valuable. If you had a barber, if you had a client post a cut, and everything just said, fire, fire, ice, 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 that's hot, that's... Sounds cool.
It's not.
If that doesn't do shit for you.
Right.
If that says, who cut your hair? That's one. That counts.
Right. That's when I comment back like, yo, that was
exactly. If they got 1,000 comments that say, fire, 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 you don't care.
That's why I don't be commenting back. And I have clients that will tell me, why don't you comment back to my shit? And I'm like, bro, what did you post? Oh, fire emoji. I'm like, well, then there you go.
Well, for your own engagement, what you do is you pose a question. You comment, if they put fire, you fire. You like that fade? Question mark. Because then they're going to say something else again. And the algorithm not know if you're commenting or they're commenting. It doesn't
matter.
It's
just a comment.
Comments. If you see my comments say 1,000 comments, 500 are me. Because I answered every single one back.
Right. So even an emoji, that's how you treat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what'd you like about it?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I asked about the Target one is because I know that Target does this thing that they do the online sales, but technically you're not buying from Target, you're buying from someone. Yeah, basically
they
someone.
They tried to Amazon it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to learn still. I got a lot to learn.
Because I've gotten tees like that, like graphic tees through Target, but it's not them actually.
The third party,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to crack into that. I want to do the in-Target though. That's more my dream because the online stuff is fun, but it don't hit the same. It's like...
Right, going whatever. To a store and picking up your own shit.
And now, like, I didn't get the money yet, so I'm not speaking from one of those people, but now I'm starting to see what people mean. Like, it's not about the money.
No,
like,
and that's why I said you started from a good mindset earlier when you said, I'm going to just try to do this. Because if it's about the money, you're not going to have
you're
the passion.
You're going to cry in the shower,
yeah.
Put your knees up like this. It's about the money.
But it's like, since you're passionate about it, the money will eventually come, which that's what you're seeing little by little.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Like, it's not where I want it, but I also see, like, what my thing is, like, what if the money came already at this year? I would have been screwed. I would be, have a job right now. What if the money came at this time? I still would have been screwed. I didn't know. I don't know.
Right.
If you don't know, then you just got the money. So fucking what?
Exactly.
Like, that's like a selling a platinum song, and then you don't even have an album ready. So you just screwed yourself.
Right.
It sounds bomb.
Man, they became the one-hit wonder, right?
Now we have nothing from you again. We do not care. You feel me? So that's kind of what viral can do if you don't. I didn't have nothing to offer when I went viral. So it fell flat.
Right.
I mean, good thing for me, I went viral 2-3 more times than currently going right now.
You got one going viral right
I
now?
Got one at 965K right now.
What the fuck? And what are you doing in that video?
I'm making my shit. And just pumping my ebook. It says, like, how to start a clothing business for $200. So it sounds controversial. You feel me? But it's facts. Because I could tell you. And then, of course, everybody's going to throw all these monkey wrenches at you. So those type of topics is what is going to get you.
Engagement.
Generates engagement.
Like, I can give you, like, 4 hooks to use for barbering that would get you
more
views.
We'll talk off camera. Yeah, we'll talk off camera.
You feel me?
What about
the podcast? Yeah. No, same as that. Like, it's about, like...
So now you're almost getting to a level where you can start even kind of, like...
social media management.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to use. Trey, his new barbershop, he switched the name and all that, you know... I'm going to try to use him as a practice client to try to get my feet wet. But
you're welcome to use New Life Barber Lounge as well.
I got you.
We can work something out. We can work something out.
But yeah, I'm trying. And then this girl I know, Kim, shout out Kim Covert. She works for a couple media companies in Arizona. She gave me literally like a 30-day template for a barbershop. Content like 30 day written
every day
that she did for a shop that she's social media manager down there. So she gave me the whole thing, and I'm like, well, I could give you straight to Lil Wayne. Then I was like, nah, I still gotta learn it.
That's
you
call him Little Allen. That's fucked up.
Oh, no, that's just in my head. That's why I call him still. That's how I still call him. So that's a but no, but online, beware. Half these people didn't write none of this stuff.
Right, it's all passive.
If you don't feel no personality in it, like if you follow them and that don't read like something they would say.
Management?
No, not management.
Scripted.
I can get an ebook for $2, $4, $5 on Amazon or Instagram or wherever right now, right? Take it to Canva, say blue, yellow, circles,
right.
Switch the theme. And put by Pierre Nedrick on it in 7 minutes. Now I have an ebook.
Mm-hmm. No, I got the whole game last time. There was one of my clients that put me on game. How to set it all up. And then you put it on Amazon and sell it
and
there
boom,
too.
Sell it again. I was selling a vendor's list because you know everybody's like, oh, buy my vendor's list. I got all my manufacturers, all blah, 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 blah. It's $100 and $500. I sold mine for $1.
How many hits you get?
I'm up to like 118.
What?
But I didn't do it for the money. I learned this trick with marketing that emails is more valuable than followers.
Data. Mm-hmm.
If your Instagram gets shut down right now, I don't got 33,000 no more. I got 0.
Right.
But I got all y'all niggas' emails. I can remarket
that's
to them.
That's some Ty Lopez shit right there.
I can remarket to them when I drop a shirt.
You know who Ty Lopez is?
No.
Oh, you got to look him up. He's a... I don't know. That guy took his course.
But you feel me?
How much like, you pay, Mauricio?
They
$30?
Pay $30 for an online course that put them on.
They bought it for $1.
This guy,
the information
put my
really
brother like that above me like on shit. I was like, whoa. You know all this shit all of a sudden.
No, but it's real. When you get these little... things, it's not like hacks, it's just like information you didn't know,
like,
just like credit.
Oh yeah,
nobody tells you you didn't know, so it's a hack. No, it's not a hack, we just old as hell and didn't know. But it's the same thing, like
the lack of knowledge.
Have 10
condoms.
Of them apparently.
Wear condoms.
That's what Nick Cannon did. Have 10 of them.
pick the right one. I'm just kidding.
But no, so basically you just gotta learn how to like monetize it. So if you do happen to get, like, you're a barber, so as long as you post all content about barbering and you go viral, it'll pay off because you're a barber. But if you are a barber and you do content about y'all doing the new little fucking Baltimore shuffle in the shop, and that goes viral, then clap fucking hands. That's all you're going to get is right. these views.
And that's the thing. I ain't trying to be like...
That's what people think. It's like, oh, if I just get the views, I get my business off. No, it's harder. Even with me, I'm now got probably 20,000, 25,000 people that's here just for information. You feel me? So that's when
you have to keep that shit up, because
you see me start modeling my shit.
If you don't keep up that shit, you're going to lose that shit too.
No. You just got to turn them.
What do you mean?
You got to
convert them.
Yeah, you got to convert them.
Into what? Into
whatever the new content you're going to put out.
Yeah. You just got to slowly peel away.
But that's what I'm saying. Even with that, you have to continue to create content. And because I feel like I've seen people like FousiTube right now. He's doing anything and everything to fucking stay relevant and do
That's
all this
not
shit.
Gonna work.
And then now it's like, bro, he loses. It's like he had one height a few years ago. Remember when he was gonna do that Drake show and all that shit, and then it got canceled or whatever? I feel like that was a height. And even before that, there was another height that he had. So it's like he keeps reinventing himself, but each time that you redo it, it's like you're losing
There's
the fucking.
Stay down till you come up. And that people forget that once you come up. That's why it's called a roller coaster.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You stay down till you come up, and then come up again too. Still stay down.
Right. Yeah, that's why a lot of people
come up and say, "Oh, did it? Now what's next?"
Yeah, that's why a lot of people aren't talking about Adam and Lennon no more.
What do you mean? Hell no. Yeah, they are.
Not as much. They're saying the roller coaster is that the peak.
But that's because I feel like our attention span is also every week. It's a whole another scandal or another thing going on. Or
but that had
no, because that's what people go with trends. Because if you are right here. And then you go to some fire trend, because you get sucked up in it. And it
the new
you
trend
up.
Is Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, Sean O'Malley is what he said in the podcast. Said that. He can cheer on his wife because he pays for everything.
UFC fighter. Oh, he just became a UFC champion.
He's about to go on.
And he said that.
He said what?
With that, he can. He's the king, and he pays for everything so that he can do whatever he wants.
Cheat on his wife.
Cheat on his wife.
So he said that, now he's going viral and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's even on Spanish television.
But he's going
viral. Telemundo
it
was
sucks
like...
because he just won the championship like this past weekend.
And that's what they're talking about.
Exactly, they're not even talking about like...
So he's not even going to get no matches off it.
I mean, he was already viral before that. It was just funny that shit happened, but...
I think he said that before in the past. It's not like
probably.
The first time he said that.
I'm not. He's been talked about how he's in an open relationship. It was
you
funny.
You got to watch with that. You got to want everything to be on focus. Especially with online, though, because that's what people think. You could be working harder now. We don't know. But just because of this stupid conversation or podcast went viral, like you said, he's looking like this. Or, like, you're not even... No, he's still probably in the gym, probably more, because he just won. Yeah. But you went over and put on this little persona, and now we talking about you fucking hoes.
Right. Instead of being in the gym. That's crazy.
I seen the thing Allen Iverson said. He came to L.A. for the first time. And Kobe picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you feel me? He said, oh, what you about to do? He said, they ate. He said, what you about to do? I'm about to go to the club. He said, I'm about to go to the gym. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Right.
Y'all not this because of nothing?
But this motherfucker got fake. 5 and the one didn't get one, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wonder why. Because you was at the club.
Fuck,
but that's man. I believe it because I see it within my own self. Like, when I thought I was doing whatever I was doing, want to be out and be in every single room. Like, we used to think that was the way to do it. Well, how are they going to know if I'm doing it if I'm not there? We know you're not doing it because you are here.
You're not focused on your own stuff. Right.
Like, so, I mean, with certain stuff, of course, you have to be out. But
for networking purposes.
Yeah, but
come
on.
I mean, but I've always seen you like, bro, you was always getting it. And then now it's just like, it's dope to see you on Instagram with your son, and then you know
today you did like a testimonial.
You were talking to somebody on like they popped up about a shirt.
One of my followers, they just came out, they hit me up like I was still at work too. He's like, "Hey, I'm in town, I want to meet you, bro. I want to chop it up with you." I was just like, weekends ain't cool for me. And he was just persistent, like, "I don't care, I'll just come buy something from you. I just want to shake your hand." Da, da, da.
Right.
I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll get some content. That's all I thought about. Ooh. I mean, shout out to Iconic, my man Kerry. But that's what I thought about. That's right. What sold me. I was like, well, I could get, you know what I mean? But
make something, came, make a plus out of it.
Yeah, he was cool. He just told me, like, everything you told me, like, worked. And, like, I think on the way there, I just was, like, assuming what he was asking me about. And I was right. Because this is new machine I got. He bought it. So I'm like, oh, he probably don't know the pressure because you can't control it. Told him the little thing I did. And he's like, yo, how did you know I was going to ask you? I was like, because that sucks about that. I was like,
that but, already predicting the conversation.
No, for real. Like, you know, with certain stuff, probably with Clippers or whatever, you get right. something new. And then you already had the biggest hiccup with it. And then you see somebody else buy it. You're like, oh.
You put them on.
This right here. He's going to do this. Right. You feel me? So that's what that was. But that's all it is. Like, I'm not no better than nobody. I just probably Googled it two more times than you, or I'm on Instagram looking at the right stuff. Like, that's what I tell people. Like,
so your Explorer page changed?
My Explorer? Oh, yeah. That's another thing. No, for real. That's a big thing.
No,
that's
for sure, bro. It's the algorithm.
If the algorithm is doing everything, so even when you think, oh, my post is about this, I mean, I'm on track. I'm on everything with my post. It's only about this. But what are you watching? Because the algorithm right. is trying to figure you out too, not it's, just pushing
says,
your shit.
It says if you're on something for 4 seconds, it pulls it into your algorithm.
They say you like it.
Yeah.
Damn, so, bro. The more I hear shit like this, bro, it's like Terminator vibes.
Yeah,
bro.
So stop
bro.
Watching them booty videos and you'll stop getting nah, the dead booty ass videos.
Took off. Nah, dead ass, bro.
I'm gonna keep watching because these guys keep watching. So the guys that I follow, you know what I'm saying?
What?
It comes up because of these guys.
What?
Tell me you're not watching booty videos.
Nah, my boy.
Mr. Single Guy.
Yo, no.
Exactly. No. Somebody on there, not you.
No,
baby,
it'd be
man.
Like this. It'd
might
be
Molly
girl,
watching
it'd be
booty
a girl
video.
With a bikini on, but she got some ones on. It's like,
bro,
it's the sneakers,
it's for the sneakers. I wanted to see
nah,
what her ones
what
look
I don't like.
Like
now is that, you know, the algorithm is allowing monkeys and milk makers to be out there. And just like, it's like what? Pornographic on them. Monkeys and milk makers?
What the what fuck is that?
The whole
you see how his algorithm is?
Whoa. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
bro.
Camel
like,
toes?
Man, camel toes, everything,
oh, I didn't
bro.
Know. I've never heard it called a monkey.
Yeah, me either. I was like, what's going on here? Yeah, that's
man,
wild,
that
bro.
Shit was, that,
but no, for real. What you?
You're the one that put us on to the see-through stuff,
bro.
They
and then the
doing.
See-through shit. That's what I'm saying. That they are just allowing milk makers to just be on there now. Like,
oh yeah, titties
just,
is
just,
fine.
All you gotta have is a fucking.
As long
it?
As you have mesh.
Yeah.
Not even mesh. If you say this is covered,
what?
It's covered now.
It's covered.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so you can tell
them.
Nah, what I hate too, bro, is like what for me the worst part about it is like you be following like meme pages, right? Like to have funny shit, and then they be selling ass to these OnlyFans girls, and I'm like, damn, bro, now I gotta unfollow your ass because you feeding me some shit I don't want to see.
Don't click on anything that you wouldn't post, and your algorithm will be fixed. Mm. If you wouldn't post it, don't watch it. Don't click on it. Don't share it. Nothing.
Oh, I'm sharing it.
That's the, oh, shit.
He's like, so that's I'm the high. Problem.
That's the problem.
We got a group chat. We sharing shit in here, so.
No.
Nah,
but real,
we're not. I don't
remember,
think,
I just said, I just showed you today, Mauricio.
Yeah.
I said, I just followed the current pod back today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because y'all didn't post probably for 2 weeks or something. And that's inactive. So when my followers, if you have 500 followers, let's say. But 300 of them are your boy's podcast page or his barbershop page or his, you know what I mean, or the plumbing business or whatever. They not posting every day. They not liking shit every day. They not even on the app every day. So the algorithm just thinks you got 300 niggas that don't like you at all. So why would we push your content out to other people when the people that follow you don't even view or like it? So I had to get all these people out. I'm deleting family members. Oh, you my girlfriend from 8th grade? Don't give a fuck. like everybody got to go. If I ain't seen you, if you don't pop up on the little thing, because you know you follow over 1,000 people, you ain't seen no 1,000 circles at the top ever.
Right.
That's the stuff that they want you to see because that's who you interact with. So if you ain't up there, you got to go. Because you ain't posting. You ain't liking, you ain't there, so you messing up my own thing internally. I'm never going to even reach 5,000 views.
Can we stop for a second and just, like, clap for Pierre? Because I feel like you're preaching right now, bro. Like,
bro, like, clean up your Explorer page, everybody.
Bro, real like, shit, though, and you'll learn
Nah, but that's more. What I like. We don't be sharing ass tits on our...
No, not at all. But still, like, it's just... We'll be sharing videos. He's just saying anything that, like, anything in general
I didn't know none of this. I thought if you just post good content... Somebody will see it, and then somebody else will see it.
It used to be like
and
that.
And then, nope. And then now, oh, yeah. The algorithm switched algorithm three times since I went viral the first time.
Right, but the, like even like when they switched from a regular timeline to an algorithm, remember? It was a timeline before.
Where it was just whoever's first.
Chronological.
No, and then it went to that algorithm.
Gone. That's gone now.
No.
Sometimes you see posts now that are like three, like it's from three.
Because you're down with that stuff, and that's more...
The MMA. And
even in the Explorer page, sometimes I'll click on something and then like that post is from like 2021. I'm like, why is it showing me this right
that's
now?
That's what you like.
You know?
It's no, like, it's what? True. I mean, I manage four different pages and I see how the algorithm caters to each and every page in a different way.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
I learned stuff from doing that because I'm looking up these little Instagram ladies talking about, oh, Instagram hack number 49. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you probably scrolled past it.
No, I watched those too.
You feel me? But I'm on. I'm followed her. I'm commenting.
I won't follow
her. I'm commenting on other people that comment on her stuff. Because now they don't go to my page.
So it's also about, yeah, your interaction with others.
People are like, oh, I want more engagement. Damn. Do you engage?
Right.
Mm. You want people to say hi to you on the street. But you ain't waved to nobody.
Yo.
Hey, man, tell this guy about hashtags. Because he tells me not to post hashtags.
Hashtags are real, man.
Are they still working or what?
I got a video on there.
Would you not agree that hashtags...
Take the mic.
Bring in bots. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people that push hashtags, the bots come in and they start commenting, hey, you should promote this on this page. I love this picture. And it's a video. Like, come
on. The secret to hashtags is... That what the hashtag is, the number of uses of the hashtag. Like if you put podcast, that's sucky. Cause how many fucking posts is gonna be 100 million?
Oh, so the more so the more it's being used, it's not good to use it.
Unless you want to go to a party about podcasts to promote yours, and there's 100 million other podcasts there.
Yeah,
would you want to be at that party?
Nope.
Fuck.
There was a long time.
There was a long.
There was a long time that I would post some shit, and it would be like, "Oh, send this here to promote it or some shit."
Yeah, those people suck. But what you can't put more than like 5 to 10 hashtags. Number one, because then it looks spammy. Because your video can't be about that many things. So now it's on all these different things. So it's not about nothing. The things. You feel me? You don't put LA. This Valley podcast, but are you on vacation in LA or are you doing a podcast or whatever? They don't know what the fuck is going on. There's so many. You should put like very, very specific hashtags. It don't matter if it's them 3-word hashtags. I know we look at it like anybody gonna fucking click.
What,
on
like
that.
The For You page?
Yeah, but it's
or
really,
Explore page.
Don't use that one.
Don't use that
one. Everyone uses that one.
That's what that's like, not anymore, though.
Million uses. No, but like, if I was this podcast, don't use the current podcast hashtag either.
Don't do that for sure.
It sounds crazy, right?
No, for sure you don't.
Who the fuck else is using that word?
Nobody. Damn, bro. Us four. Us four, Chunky.
That's that. That's four people that's going to see it then. But I had to learn that too. You can look at any of my posts. I don't have Learn to Fly hashtag.
I feel attacked, bro.
For what?
I feel attacked.
Who's going to hashtag Learn to Fly?
He uses New Life. That's why he feels attacked.
Hey, man, that hashtag is about 1,000 posts, all right?
New Life?
Yeah, but it all me. That's what I'm proud of it. Consistency.
I used to be like that.
Nah, New Life Barber Lounge has 1,000. New Life has.
Yeah, like, Chunky P has about 1,000.
A million, because it's like...
It's me.
You know, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You own it, though.
No.
Yes, you do.
Like Jay said, if you proud to be the only one who owns something...
I'm proud.
No, he said...
100%.
Right. But that's like a pie or something. Like,
That's like, that's the monetization.
But no, it's just, it's literally like if you was to explain something to somebody, that's
it makes so much more sense the way you break it down like that when you, you know, because it's a trip. You know how many people fucking really do it like that? Like they just create their own hashtags and then.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
I mean, because I feel like that's what Twitter did to an extent. Yeah. Twitter, you would just put a hashtag because, oh.
You put whatever you want.
Milkshake.
Oh, can't stand this. Hashtag can't stand this. Well, that's not it no more.
Right, it's not.
But it do change. That's what people understand. And what happens is whenever you got the app or got whatever and now you wasn't serious and now you're serious, you implement what you was thinking about back then instead of what's going on now. And what it is people are like, so why don't you just post about your clothes? Every single post. That don't work either. Because you have to realize who woke up this morning saying, man, I can't wait to see a new Learn to Fly shirt. Shit. Where's my phone? Baby, pass me that. Let me get my phone. I need to see if there's a new one right now.
Right.
No. Who gives a shit? You know? But what they do give a shit about is something for them. What can I get? You feel me? What can I get? And that's what I learned.
How many views you got right now on your live?
211 ahead total.
Fire.
But the you ever walk in the mall and see the kiosk in the middle and the guy or the lady spraying the perfume or rubbing lotion or whatever? Mm-hmm. You see him like, fuck. And you try to like go, yeah.
That
like
clean the shoe. Ah, oh, dude.
You walk
when you pass by around, Shoe Palace.
You take another way. Like, I'm going downstairs now because I don't even want to go try to go past you. That's the guy who's on Instagram, like, buy my shirt. Another one on sale. That's you. That's what you do to him. You scroll. Get the fuck out of here. so fast. Like, he's really going to.
He's a comedian, isn't he?
Like,
I love that reaction.
You should do a little stand up too, man. You should get into that.
Am see I the right? Post get the book.
Am I right, though? It's like he's really going to spray you. You're like, oh, shit. The fuck? But so I've had to learn that broke my heart too. Like, but I'm trying to sell fucking shirts. What the fuck am I supposed to post about then?
Right.
So you got to mix it. Like, bring them in. Even if you're going to post only your brand, bring the brand owners in. Bring somebody else who's trying to do this in. Show them. You feel me? You as a barber, I can fucking blow your content up just off of fade lines.
In what way? Give me one right now.
You can go start.
I feel like it's so many fucking things already. That's like,
not what you have to think about. There's so many gas stations and there's so many fucking cars too.
Right. So we got my shooter right here. What's one?
You feel me? Like if you giving a fade, as soon as you start, you can tell people why, what usually goes wrong, what people fuck up. Go to the negative, instant negative hits.
How do you keep it from being a ghetto cut?
That was funny, right?
Right.
That's a hook. How to keep it from looking like a ghetto cut. Niggas gonna be like, who he think he is talking? Let me see what a ghetto cut look like. That's all you do. My last video on 7 said,
that's why
I just made the best graphic tee in Los Angeles. Or day 4 million something something of having better graphic tees than Fashion Nova. So now people are like, what? Let me see. Now I want to fucking see if this is true. Or you can be like, I just made the worst hoodie I ever. Now I want to see this shit. You feel me? You can do that with cuts. It's like, most barbers' fades suck, and this is why. And they're going to be like, who's this fool to tell me my fade sucks?
Right.
And they're going to comment.
Right.
Probably after the cut. Go on the other post. Your fades ain't even that tight.
Right.
That makes me think about that one thing that happened at the shop.
Right.
That's a trip.
You're getting engagement from the shock value from, you feel what I'm saying? And yeah, but you're that just doing
went,
what you're
that,
doing.
That guy went viral in Iran, not in fucking United States.
Hey, man, he went viral, dog. Yeah. He had a hell of people commenting. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, you know what I'm saying?
But just, no, you feel
based on what we talked about, it's crazy.
You just got to, you like, you're promoting because you're still showing what you're doing. Like, you know, every single one of my videos, I'm making a shirt, wearing a shirt. I'm doing still with my brand. But I might be, the words on the screen or in the caption might tell you how to get more comments. Or it might tell you what's the best websites to get blank tees. You see what I'm saying? Right. But I'm still designing or making the shit in the
You're
video
simultaneously so they can, doing your content while also providing information.
Exactly. They call it value online. You got to give some type of value. It's like, why do I want to stop by here? I don't need a haircut. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck do I want to stop by?
My bad. It makes me think about that Dave Chappelle episode too when he does the skit on the internet. You guys remember? Where it's like a mall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Free porn?
Yeah.
He came out with like, this is crazy. Then the spam. Yes.
That's what this episode is for Instagram.
No, but for real though.
He's giving us all the gems instead of us walking around with porn and shit. Walking around with porn. How to use the right hashtag and fucking
how to clean your explorer page.
Damn. So what should I name this episode then?
What's the hook?
Your podcast sucks and this is why. For real. Or something like that. If you say that your shit sucks, or we just shot the best podcast episode in Los Angeles.
I see how many hits that gets.
Damn, bro. It changes perspective a lot.
And you got to claim your shit. You feel me? Would you ever go up to somebody and they ask you like, oh, what you going to do? I'm going to be like 6th to 7th best dog. I'm going to be right there. No, you're always going to say, I'm going to be the best. I'm the best. You feel me? So you got to claim it now.
I can't wait till your son's like. The speeches that little boy's gonna hear is gonna be fucking priceless. He got David Goggins in the flesh right there.
Bro, I'm telling you, he reminds me of Goggins.
Nah, but David Goggins with a little Dave Chappelle.
Nah, man, I just feel like I wasted so much time.
How much time?
26 to probably 32 was wasted time.
Really?
And not that. Oh, you were finding yourself time. No.
Well, I was.
He wasn't on the eat, pray, love journey.
No, finding yourself.
You weren't a vegan at that time?
No, I was a pescatarian for 2 of them years.
Oh, shit.
I did a lot of shit.
Trying to find yourself.
Yeah, I did a lot of shit.
I think there was a little soul searching right there. I don't want to kill animals, man. I just fish.
But I also think you got it. It's just like, business or anything else, or like life. If everything was good, you would never know what bad was or how to handle it. You feel me? So in finding yourself or whatever the case may be, I think like you probably should get fucked up or have some fucked up moments.
I was speaking to somebody today and they got a 16-year-old kid that's going, you know, he's going through some shit. You know, he's rebelling, I would say. And I told him, I was like, because he's like, yo, I want to throw him into the barber life. And I'm like, hey, man, that's great, you know, but the barber life is not all that it's caught up to be, bro.
Not for somebody who's already rebelled.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, hold your horses, because, you know, I seen both sides of this shit. I seen the fast money, like drug money, that turns into a junkie, bro, like flat out, like, you know? And then it's like, so I was kind of telling him, like, yo, man, you know, just. It's not as glamorous and all the glitz and glamour, you know? So just calm yourself down and chill out. I'm going to pray for you because I don't want you to be over, like, excited and then your son ends up being a fucking 30-year-old drug addict still because, you know, the barber life enabled that, you know? Because it's fast fucking money, man.
Or he can meet somebody and do something totally different.
And do so, yeah, so exactly.
You're going to meet a million people.
In the barbershop.
All walks of life.
Man, I've
and
seen.
They're going to all throw it at you. Hey, I got this. You got a couple of phones that we can get you something new. Everybody trying to put you in now. Nobody
hey, man,
sells
you,
drugs.
I'm going to get you a couple points on a couple pounds if we ship it to the East Coast. That was like when I was coming up, but I don't know about now.
No.
That's over with.
No.
That's over with.
You talking about working?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
That's over
with. That's over.
Remember, that was the shit back then.
Weed, drugs, sales? No! These niggas don't do nothing but steal and scam.
There's still people doing that shit, though. I have a couple.
You think that's why the stores have been getting hit?
No, the stores, people think that's random. That's organized crime.
That's organized crime. Because everybody knows the law now. So it's like, oh, it's $950 that I'm not going to get.
Yeah, but it's not even just because of that. You... As a kid or a dummy or whatever, you're not smart enough to think about no law. and then how we do.
No,
something.
That's what I'm saying. That's somebody's telling them
organized crime. It's some big dude,
homie, who's telling them
who's running the whole thing, just like boosting cars back in the
right.
day. It wasn't no, you just parked here and got your car stolen. No, somebody knew. This is always a plan. You just was part of the plan. You feel me? So that's what's going on. It's not a bunch of kids
meeting
up in a parking lot with black hoodies and going to hit Sherman Oaks. No, it's some dude, yo, at this time, on this day, y'all all going to go with this many people and go do it. Boom. And that's it. And they're going to know where to run at.
I feel like it happens a lot on the East Coast, so now it's just coming to the West Coast.
Where it happened on the East Coast at?
Back then, boosting, there was always people boosting, like, the fucking, like the yards where all the shit's getting shipped into, and then like you know, you go sell it, resell it for cheaper somewhere else. It happened in LA too.
It happened in LA too.
It happens in LA too. But I'm saying in a sense of like, and like now we're seeing where people are just ransacking shit and then going to boost that shit. You know, like
ridiculous. And to me, it's all bum energy. I used to be like bragging and like talking like big when I talk to somebody back home because I live here. Now it's like, what? It stinks when I came there. It was this. I ain't even want to come out the hotel.
Right.
Bums and all that. Yep. Like, you don't got the rep no
it's
more.
Crazy.
It's
not,
nobody cares. I used to be like, I never been on that many vacations since I've been here because in the beginning, everybody wanted a vacation here. Everybody's already coming here.
Right.
So I can't even go nowhere out. Everybody wants to come here. Now, no. People's like, meet me here, meet me there. Nobody's coming here off of whim no more. It's crazy. It's ruining everything.
Right.
Homeless and the Olympics are still coming in 2028. So how do you think these billionaires is going to feel about all these bums? And the Clippers broke ground on that new stadium.
Shit.
So how do you think them billionaires that got that money on that one,
it's going to be
other
like
ones that got the money on all these buildings, these apartments,
it's going to be like
only for the Olympics.
It's going to be like Gotham City, bro.
They're going to clear it by then.
No, hell nah.
I mean, they had to do
what's
that.
What's going to happen is the valley
is going to get flooded.
And the fucking IE and Palmdale, done. We're about to have these motherfuckers out the wazoo. But
over here, there's already some.
No, everywhere, that's why, bro. Because you know what happens? They're ordered at the sheriff's department. They don't lock them up no more. It's relocation. You think that they got locked up? No, they drove them to Studio City from Melrose, or they drove them from Beverly Hills to Van Nuys, or something like that.
And then they let them out.
Yeah. That's it. Straight up. No going process, nothing.
You think it's just the liberals?
From there to there. Huh?
You think it's the liberals?
No, I think it's just money. That's it. It's everybody feels the
I
same.
I mean, if they try to actually clean it up, a lot of people would lose. There are a lot of jobs. There's a lot of jobs that comes with the with homelessness.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people
that
are making
$4 million a day in LA off of the homeless.
Yeah. So like, there's a lot of jobs that are six figure jobs that are all about how to fix the problem.
Yeah.
But if the problem, the problem is actually fixed though, then all those people are out of a job.
And if you was making $220,000 for the last 4 or 5 years, and you're not gonna fix the problem.
You just want to keep the
hamster going. Selling drugs. They just busted a freaking methadone clinic down there because they had over 80% of the people that went through the rehab were returned, like relapsed. And they're like, these numbers is kind of high. Some of these people, like people change.
right.
No, they're doing it to them on purpose. They're giving them this. They're giving them other stuff. They're making sure you come back because it's a business.
That's capitalism.
Yeah, so, but we are catching it. You feel me?
But on the last Olympics in the, what was it, like in the 90s or the 80s that we had it here?
95.
There was also that problem that there was homelessness. And they did what you're saying. They relocated it and they cleaned up the streets to make it look like it was cleaner than it actually was.
For a little bit, it's a band-aid. It's like putting walls up, like, hold it tight. Okay, they're going. It's all gonna fall back in.
That's what they did in Brazil. Shit.
But everywhere they've gone. Third world countries, it's worse for them because they're coming through and slapping up this Hollywood red carpet for 2 months and then take it away. They was selling, all these vendors was selling stuff. You're making more money than you ever made in your whole life right now in one day. And then they fold up the circus and it's gone. But they're going to do it in L.A. because they're going to take all that money to make more money. They're not going to take it to fix it. They're going to take all that money to make more money, stack us even thicker in, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know how, like, I feel like we're stuck.
No, for sure. There's no solution.
And relocation is definitely going to happen. It's like there's no other way. And the other thing, too, I was telling them about the situation where it's like they changed the laws for the cops. How you were saying, oh, they can't do anything about it because they changed the law. Before, cops were able to actually throw their stuff away, you know, do things in order for them not to be. Now they can't move their things because that's considered their personal property. So they can't even move the stuff. All they can do is like maybe talk to them a little bit, but they can't do anything to actually move the
people. There's a dude in Seattle that just beat a murder charge. A homeless man. He was in his home, sleep, which was on a street in front of like a Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Bruh.
Another guy came, I think he was like a, I don't know, middleman drug dealer, something like that. Whatever the case is. He came trying to collect money or something, they said maybe. Basically, he started the guy, woke him up, trying to collect his money. The guy stabbed him right in the neck.
That's crazy.
They said he's considered a armed burglar because the guy had a 38 on him. Armed burglar in his home or
tent
habitat. Because he lived in that area known, like he's a, like a known hobo for like 5-6 years. And it's always been in the same place. So they said he does expect privacy. Like the expectation of privacy is there because of how long
he's lived
there in this one spot.
And the businesses and all him.
All in the businesses and all the people in that area know
he has a right.
This guy is there. You can't deny it. It's not about it being a right.
This hobo
it's
got
it's about, do you know of this man? Yeah, where is he usually at? Right there. So you do see him. How long? Maybe 5-6 years. That's what everyone's going to say. So you can't say you didn't know he lives in there. So you did break into his home. With a gun.
This homeless man has
a gun. Did you have a gun? Yes. Did you go into his habitat? Yes. Did he let you? No. So you're breaking in. So he stabbed you. And you're dead. And he's still in that fucking box.
Oh, shit.
He won at court. Because like you said, the laws have to change because some of these people are not drug addicts. And even if they are, it doesn't matter.
Damn, but sometimes
if they have possessions or whatever it is, and they set up shop or whatever it is. Because
that law is the one that changed that now you can't touch their possessions.
But that's because their livelihood. This is everything they own. But so that's you coming. Can't just come from, and take. That's my baby.
That's coming from the liberals. Liberals, mate. You know.
You can't just come and take their stuff because that's everything they own. You don't know if they had documents in there. You don't. Whatever the case is, and who are you to decide what's important and what's not?
Right.
So they have laws to protect them now, but now it's coming back to bite us in the ass, of course, because now you can't move these tents at all. But when it's in a place where you're not allowed, they just trash all of it because you're not allowed. So they just wreck it. So it's like, it's done. Mm-hmm. To me, it's done. I've seen live people get eradicated from Studio City.
Fuck, I seen that shit.
I was in smoking, just chilling, parked up. Because I like to go to open fields. Don't tell me, she probably ain't watching. I go to open field parks sometimes when I don't have time, so I can smoke and he can go to the park. Go ahead and run really far. Smoke. You feel me? But anyway, I've seen a bunch of them and I'm like, boys is here? Just putting everything in the trash bag.
Yep.
Putting them in the car. Out.
Yeah. It's a sad reality in LA, y'all.
That's crazy.
What you got for me, Mauricio?
I just want to ask you guys one question before we wrap up because it's something that has been going viral, I feel like. It's about this Olympic runner, I think, that he said on the podium this week. He was talking about how he doesn't understand how the NBA champions can be called themselves world champions when the competition is just in the U.S. What do you guys think about that?
Sorry, I was texting.
So there's an Olympic runner who said, and this was like in the past few days, he's been going viral for saying that he doesn't understand how the NBA trophy is like a world trophy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, when it's just the competition is just inside of the U.S.
Doesn't every sport do that over here though?
The baseball. We have the best Series.
leagues in the world.
Technically,
football. We pay the highest as far as like not in soccer, but other sports.
Well,
the only one that's funny to me is the sport of football, NFL, because it's like what other
Mexico. A lot of football. European. I have clients that play European.
The UK
football.
Plays it as well,
yeah. But like this is more now, right?
Well, when I feel where he's coming from, but. This is what I have to say. If you are American, shut the fuck up. If you are from another country, then you have an opinion. Because you're the one holding the world champion trophy talking about we're not world champ. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you sound dumb.
So shut up. Now, maybe the other guy, or let Zubik or one of these Zerknowicks or whoever.
Russians or
let
something.
Let them say it. And then I'll give it merit because they're right. There's no matter about the money. They're right. Technically, you didn't win the world. You won these 50 states.
Right.
So I feel them, but you're a black dude probably from.
But Idaho. let me rebuttal with that because I feel like we have like the last few MVPs have been international stars. They haven't been American stars. So that shows you already that, you know, the international players come to the best league in the world because this is the best league.
I think that would just be a redneck way of. Keeping it the same and then just giving you a little something on the side.
What you mean?
I think that's just how he would say it to you. I think that's how Donald Trump would spit it to us. Like, well, we have so many international players, so we feel it's for the whole world.
Nah, because Giannis is a black international player.
The best in the world. The best in the world.
So if you want to win a world, John, go to the Olympics. Or
but the FIBA stage, you know, we win gold medal every time. I mean, the only times we haven't was when, you know, they the first dream team and then the redeem team, and then those are the times that we didn't win Olympics gold. So it's only been a handful. It's not like all the time, but shit.
Yeah, that was one of those things that I felt the same way. Like all the competition comes here to they recognize the NBA is the top.
Not even
league.
That. It's the money and the lifestyle. And they think that's just like they way out the hood. Just like if you was in Englewood.
Slovenia.
But they
too.
Just came further.
Right.
Because.
MLB as well. Because in MLB, you have all these. You have Dominican Republicans. You have Venezuelans that you said they made it out
of
their
slums.
World poverty sometimes. Yeah.
Out in Iran, not even if you're poor. Because my boss, when I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, he was Persian, you know. He told me everything. He said the Olympic team, any professional player, whatever, they don't make more than a fucking accountant or
right.
something. It's like you make like $40,000 a year or something. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you could be the champion or the loser. Like, you feel me? It's just for that reason.
That's why this country
for
is like.
For society. Right. Like, we got LeBron getting more praise than a goddamn mayor or a doctor who saves lives, a heart surgeon or something. Gonna walk through a room, we probably bump into him. Like, watch out. You right. feel me? But if LeBron came through, people gonna be throwing themselves on the ground, like kissing his feet.
I think LeBron might have the Michael Jackson law where he can't go anywhere in public because it'll cause hysteria.
No, for real. So that's why other countries don't let that shit happen. Like, what you mean? This doctor just saved fucking 5 people's lives today. And you shooting baskets. And we gonna break down the whole city because you driving through and not him?
Right.
It do sound type of crazy when you think about it, but
that's the celebrity life we live in. You know, American, that's the American dream in a sense.
Yeah,
fantasy.
Definitely. America. Definitely though, but Pierre, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my son's blanket is in the car and she's pissed.
Not even worry about it.
oh, you got the fam in the whip?
Huh?
You got the fam with you?
No, his blanket is in the car.
Oh, he ain't trying
put him to sleep.
It's a rough one.
Daddy that. Duties.
Nah,
the, hold up. Last question. When's the next one?
Baby?
Yeah. Is there? You going to give him a partner in crime?
Put it like this. When I get that Target plug.
Maybe. That's what
I
will talk.
Hey, I like that goal, bro. I like that. Hey, that might happen sooner than later, though.
Besides the blanket in the car, you got some merch in the car, too, bro?
No, I didn't. Damn. I brought them socks. I got to bring you some. I told him I'd bring him some.
I need that new shirt, bro.
I'll drop some off to Enzo tomorrow.
That white joint, bro, for sure. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, man.
Huh? You're gonna give him socks.
Yeah, well, though.
Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
That was a good one.
That was great.
Up an episode. Let's get it.